Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory to God, glory to God. We thank God for another opportunity, another day, another blessed year. We want to say Happy New Year to everyone. It is October the 5th, and we just thank God for how He's moving, how He's ruling, and how God is God all by Himself. Amen. Glory to God. This is Prophetess Teresa Docks, and I will be with you tonight to bring a word from on high. Amen. Amen. We're going to say a word of prayer, and then we're going to go forth. Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you, Lord God, for how you move, how you rule, how you super rule, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that you sit high and you look low, that you're all-knowing, God, that you're omnipresent. There's nowhere that you are not, God. There's nothing that you don't know, Father. So in the name of Jesus, we ask you right now that you would saturate the lines, Father, that you would cause, Lord God, a word to go forth that came straight from heaven. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to anoint the listeners, Father, anoint all the callers, Lord God, anoint even those, Lord God, that will hear this in archives. Father, we just ask you to anoint them afresh with fresh fire from heaven so that they can hear what the Spirit of God has to say to your church. We cover this prayer with the blood of Jesus, and we thank you, Father, that it will go out unchecked by any outside force. We thank you, Father, that as we move forth, that your will shall be done on earth. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen. worthy is the Lamb. We want to thank him for the cross, Lord. We want to thank you for the price that you paid, bearing all our sins and shame. In love you came, and you gave your amazing grace. Lord, we say thank you for this love. Thank you for the nails that was pierced in your hand, God. We want to thank you for washing us in your cleansing flow, cleansing power. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. We embrace it. We say worthy is the Lamb. Rabashat haroboshe, seated on the throne. Crown you now with many crowns. You reign victoriously, Lord God. And we say, amen, amen. Worthy. Worthy is the Lamb. Yes. Because he is so worthy, we're able to come to you with this prophetic word. Again, this is Prophetess Teresa Docks, and I am excited and delighted to come before you. We're going to be talking tonight about the revelation of God's prophetic word, a supernatural breakthrough. We're going to engage in the prophetic realm tonight. And our opening text will be Acts 2, verses 16 and 17. And I'm going to read the word of God. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God. He said, I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Not just some flesh. He said, all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And then I'm going to also read Revelation. I'm going to read Revelation 4:4-1. That's Revelation 4:1. And it reads, after these things, I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here, and I'll show you things which must take place after this. Wow. That's Revelation 4:12. The word of God is blessed. And we pray right now that the word penetrate your heart, your mind, your soul, your spirit, every part of you. God is calling us to come up here. I just read it in the word. Into a prophetic realm, higher. That's what he said. Come up here. So we want to encourage you to come up higher in Christ. Not the way that it always has been. To begin to come to this prophetic realm of the open heaven. You know, the church in the book of Acts was a prophetic church. That is, you know, they clearly could hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. And as I was reading in Acts, it appears to me that they were hearing the Spirit of God on a regular basis. You know, and I hear a lot of people tell me, well, I don't know if it's God, and I can't hear God, and how do you know it's God? And, you know, we need to engage the prophetic realm today. You know, to be able to minister to people the power of the Holy Spirit. A woman of God said to me on last week, she said, what has happened to the church? She said, there's no power. You know, and I said to her that the word of God says that the gates of hell shall not prevail against my church. So where's the power? Where's the effectiveness of the church? You know, in Acts 1 and 16, God is still speaking. In Acts 1 and 16, see, this scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke. Every word shall come to pass. Every word, not just some of it, but every word. So when we read the word of God, be in expectation for the word to come off the paper. Acts 1 and 16 says, men and brethren, this scripture must need have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. It came to pass. It came to pass. And then in Acts 8 and 29, look, the Spirit spoke to Philip. God is still speaking. God is still speaking. He spoke to Philip. Is he speaking to you? Tell me. Are you able to know when God is speaking, when it's God or when it's man? Acts 8 and 29. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What does the word say in Acts 8 and 29? Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. Sound like God to me. He's still speaking. We read in the Word. He spoke to Philip. Acts 10 and 19. While Peter thought about the vision, listen, the Spirit spoke to him. Thank you, Jesus. God is still speaking. Acts 10 and 19. I hope you got your Bibles, and I hope that you're reading with me. While Peter thought on the vision, listen, the Spirit said to him, behold, three men seek thee. Listen, the Spirit of God is still speaking. The Spirit said to him. So it's crucial that we're able to hear. Listen what the word says in Acts 13 and 2. And they ministered to the Lord and fast, and the Holy Spirit spoke. They ministered to the Lord, and the Holy Spirit spoke. In Acts 13 and 2. And they ministered to the Lord and fast. And the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. The Holy Spirit leading, guiding, and directing. My God. Holy Spirit still speaking. Listen what Acts 28 and 25 says. Paul said, the Holy Spirit spoke through Isaiah the prophet. Acts 28 and 25. God is still speaking. Can you hear the voice of God? And when they agreed, not among themselves, they departed. After that, Paul had spoken one word. Well, spake the Holy Ghost. Listen. The Holy Spirit, he's still speaking. We need to be able to hear the voice of God. See, the whole story of the church, and in fact, the whole Bible, God is speaking. People are hearing the voice of God. You know, on last year, I had a prophetic dream about God's church. You know, everyone in the church was in a beach chair. And the challenge that God gave me was to wake up the army and to send them out to build people so that they can go out and do the work. It's time out for sitting in the church. It's time to do the work of Him that have sent us. The last days are upon us. Oh, yes. You know, I'm going to tell the Bible story about the boy Samuel, when Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. So in the church today, the prophetic word of the Lord is rare. And it came to pass at that time while Eli was lying down in his place, and when his eyes had begun to grow so dim that he could not see, and before the lamp of the Lord went out in the tabernacle of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and while Samuel was laying down, that the Lord called Samuel. The Holy Spirit is still speaking, and he answered. He said, "Here I am." And I want you to note that the ark represents the presence of the Lord in the Old Testament. He said, "Here I am, Lord. Here I am." He said that because what? The Holy Spirit was speaking. It's incumbent upon us to hear the voice of the Lord so that he may lead, guide, and direct us. And I read scriptures to show you things that were done, and God began to speak. So, what do you do, or where do you hear God's voice most clearly? When we're in his presence, or when we're in prayer or worship, you know, it's a season to go back to prayer. It's the season to soak in his presence, just laying there near the ark. Laying in his presence. That's a powerful place to be. And how many of us want to rush through prayer? We want to rush out of his presence. You know, before we can get in his presence, good. We're trying to finish up prayer. Will you pray with me for 1 hour? It's time. It's time to soak in his presence. It's time. It's time to get away from everything that has hindered you from going to the next place in Christ. There's an open heaven. But anyways, when he said, "Here I am, Lord." So he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." And he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." And he went and laid down. And then the Lord yet again called Samuel. And Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, Lord, for you called me." And he answered, "I did not call you, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know that the Lord, nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. Jesus, can you imagine? He run into him saying, "Here I am, Lord." And he didn't even know the Lord. The Lord hadn't even been revealed to him. And that's something for him to be saying, "Here I am, Lord." And the Lord had not even been revealed to him. But God was moving. So he had not been able to hear God. So if you have not been able to hear God, I speak prophetically over you. There's an open heaven that you will be able to hear God. that you will be able to hear his voice. And when you hear his voice, that you would know that it's him. And that you would know that it's God that you're hearing. You may have heard God and didn't even know that it was him. But then the Lord called Samuel, what, a third time. And he rose up and went to Eli and said, here I am, for you did call me. Can you imagine? You keep hearing somebody call you and all of a sudden they tell you they didn't call you. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, go lay down and it shall be, if he call you, that you must say, speak, Lord. So if God call you, say, speak, Lord, for your servant here. So Samuel went and laid down in his place. And now the Lord came and stood. Listen. Now the Lord came. Ha, korabashe. And the Lord stood and called as it. Samuel. Samuel. And Samuel answered. Samuel said, speak, for your servant here. Okay. I want you to go to 1 Samuel. And I hope you got your Bibles out. And so that you can read with me. Turn your Bibles to Samuel. 1 Samuel 3, 3rd chapter. 1 through 10. Now, I want to get into my message. How do we begin to engage the prophetic realm? What I want to encourage you to do is ask God to speak. Be willing to do what he called you to do. The Bible says that my sheep hear my voice. So are you a sheep? The Bible says in John 10 and 27, listen, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. Listen. Are you hearing his voice? God is speaking. He's still speaking. He didn't stop speaking in the book of Acts. When Jesus left to sit on the right-hand side of his Father, our Father, what did he say? He said, I'm going to leave you a comforter. I'm going to leave the Holy Spirit, and he's going to lead, guide, and direct. And he's going to lead, guide, and direct. How do you think he's going to lead, guide, and direct? He's going to speak. So I want to kind of shift a little bit. I want to talk about prophecy. What is prophecy? And why is it important? See, prophecy revealed Jesus to us. It's about knowing him more. It's about knowing him for oneself. You know, we go to church and we listen to the pastor and we rely on what the pastor is saying, but there's a shift in the spirit realm, and it's time to know God for yourself. It's time that you hear God for yourself. See, prophecy revealed Jesus to us. So when we worship God, the Bible says in Revelation 19 and 10, and I love this scripture. I absolutely love this verse. Listen to what it says. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. See, that the God of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Him. Ephesians 1 and 17. You know, I received a powerful release of revelation of the Father's heart. And I thank God for that. See, God wants us to desire spiritual gifts because we'll be able to bless others when we grow in Christ. It's time out for sitting in church because we are the church. It's time out for sitting in the temple. It's time to pursue the kingdom. And by pursuing the kingdom, you're pursuing the work of ministry. Listen to what this says in 1 Corinthians 14 and 1. The Bible reads, pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. I can't say it enough. In 1 Corinthians 12 and 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. So it's given to us to profit for all. Jesus. 1 Corinthians 12 and 7. See, prophecy, it will build up. Prophecy encourages and it comforts people. And how many people do you know that need to be built up? How many people do you know that need to be encouraged? How many people do you know that need to be comforted? Listen to 1 Corinthians 14 and 3. But he who prophesies, speak edification and exhortation and comfort to men. The purpose of prophecy is for edification, exhortation, and comfort. Edification is building up. It's promoting another's growth. Exhortation is encouraging. So get away from the naysayers and come on up to the prophetic realm so that you can begin to edify, so that you may be able to exhort, so that you may be able to promote the growth of others. See, the New Testament prophecy is not primarily predicting the future, but prophecy. Listen. Prophecy reveal Jesus. It reveals what Jesus wants us to know. Prophecy edifies, exhort, and comfort. It's communicating the heart of God to His people. See, we can't get this thing twisted. A lot of times we say, my sheep, my people, my pulpit, my church. The devil is a liar. The people of God. Prophecy is communicating the heart of God, listen, to his people that are called by his name, whom have humbled themselves and prayed, and whom have seeked his face, turned from their wicked ways, and they're hearing from heaven, and God is healing the land. It doesn't matter what you see. It matters what you say. Prophecy draws unbelievers to the Lord. Listen what the word says. But if all prophecy, if all prophesy, an unbeliever or a ununiformed person comes in, he is convinced, brought to the light by all. He's convicted, examined, judged by all. But thus the secret of his heart are revealed. And so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is truly among you. That's 1 Corinthians 14:24 through 25. Thank you, Holy Spirit. See, we want everything to line up with the word. Prophecy is not just for people in the church. Prophecy is for God's people. Extreme prophetic motto. Prophetic evangelism. Taking it to the street. The Bible says that all can prophesy, so all can learn to be encouraged. For you can all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be encouraged. That's the word, 1 Corinthians 14 and 31. Prophecy is a gift that all Christians can learn to operate in. It's not just for prophets. Prophecy is for everyone. How do we give a prophetic word? Everybody want one? Ask God for permission to speak. And then ask the person whom the word is for too. Ask them, can I give you a word from on high? Can I speak into your life? And then before you give it, love must be the motivation in a prophetic ministry. So it must be brought forth because of love, out of love. And then you have to avoid any negativity. See, prophecy is to build up, it's to encourage, it's to comfort. So if a prophetic word is brought to you and it's not brought to build you up, it's not brought to encourage you, and it's not brought to comfort you, I would question that word. And see, when you're new to the prophetic, no date, no mate, no direction, and no correction. Come on now. We have to know that when we are beginning to operate in the realm of the prophetic, we need to be in a prophetic ministry, teaching, under prophetic teaching. The basic of the New Testament, prophecy is primary for confirmation. It's to confirm. And most of the time, God have already spoken to the person, or they have heard it before. We're going, and just know that when you're new to prophecy, or you're new to prophesying, don't be afraid that you're going to make a mistake. See, there's a difference from being weak and false prophecy. If you're going to grow in the prophetic, you may make some mistakes, but you have to get in the word, and you have to be patient until God speaks, because he will speak. And when you give a word, be natural, be normal. You know, don't use, You know how thou said the Lord, or even the Lord told me, until you mature in the prophetic. You know, I suggest that you just say, I believe the Lord is saying. Now, what do we do when we receive a prophetic word? Don't quench the spirit. Don't quench the spirit. Don't despise prophecy. But test all things. Hold fast to what is good. Turn to 1 Thessalonians 5, 19 through 21. And it talks about test the word to see if it is from the Lord. Listen, how do we test it? Does it build up? Does it encourage? Does it comfort? 1 Corinthians 14 and 3. So don't prophesy. Does prophecy line up with the written word of God? Isaiah 8 and 20. It has to line up. It has to line up. So you test the word to know if it's God. And the next point that I want to make is, does it bear witness in your spirit? Bearing witness is the peace of God. Do you have peace with that word? Does that word glorify Jesus? That's 1 Corinthians 12 and 3. If it's not from the Lord, don't phone the prophet. Just don't receive it. And then I want you to hold on to the word when it's given to you. The prophetic word is not for everybody, but it's for those that receive it. And you have to receive that word in your spirit so it can manifest in your life. If it is from the Lord, you pray about it. It might be a noun word. Or it might be a confirming word. Or it might be a future word. But listen, personal prophecy is conditional. It refers to the possibility, not the inevitable. I'm going to say the inevitability. But God is like, you do this, and I'll do that. Give, and what did he say? Give, and it shall be given back to you. So you do something, and he does something. Give, and it shall be given back to you. What does the Bible say? Forgive, and I'll hear your prayers. So personal prophecy is conditional. So I want you to be patient until it comes. And this is the workshop. This is what I'm going to leave you with. I want you to practice hearing God. Get in his presence. Wait to hear him. Be still. Listen for his voice. Fast and pray. Because the only reason that you're not hearing God is because you haven't humbled yourself and you haven't denied your flesh. Put the flesh under subjection so that you can hear the voice of God. In the beginning of the teaching, I talked about an open heaven. Do you believe that you're under open heaven? I read the scripture to you. So to engage in the prophetic realm, and all it is being able to hear God. You want to hear God for oneself. See, God has limited his revealing of heaven to us, but he has shown us in different events and different scriptures, talking about the voice of the Lord. Listen what John said. You know, John, he was permitted to look into heaven, to view of the throne of God, and to observe the future worship and celebration there. And a door was opened, was made into heaven, through which John is lifted up to see what is beyond this present world. So we can, you know what, it's a possibility that you not only can hear God, but you can see things in the spirit. So I want you to begin to get in God's presence and ask him to give you an ear to hear, give you eyes to see. You know, when John saw lightning flashing around the throne and he heard the thunder rolling, he sees the Spirit of God ablazing and the rainbow that encompassed God's throne. There's another dimension. There's another realm. There's another level that God wants his people to tap into. God is sovereign. He sits on the throne and he rules. And God is knocking at your door. And he's saying, let me in. I want to suck with you. And I'm going to end on that note. I want to thank you for tuning in. And for those that have joined in with our consecration for the month of October 2014, I want to encourage you, if you like the teaching, if you like to get our direction that God has given us for the month of October 2014, we'll be glad to email it to you. You can go to KingdomBuildersInternational@gmail.com. That's KingdomBuilderInternational@gmail.com. We'll send you a copy of it. And also, you can join us for our Authors for Success, which is every Thursday. You can call in to 661-449-9911. You can go to eventbrite.com, Office for Success. You can look on the program on the internet radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Builders International, and you can register. Authors for Success is a class that we have for those that want to become an author. You don't know what to do next. When you finish all four classes, you will have your book before a publishing company. So tell someone. We're excited and delighted every Thursday at 7 p.m. The Authors for Success class is coming forth. That's Eastern time. So tell somebody about that. Listen to the broadcast, go into archives, join us for the month of consecration, restore, renewed, and refresh, get in God's presence, set a place in your home, atone oneself, and be blessed of the Lord. Well, Father, we thank you for this hour of power. We thank you for the teaching. We thank you for the prophetic word. And right now, God, we ask you as you open up heaven to the people of God, let them see what you're doing. Let them hear your voice. Let them know, God. We know that you give us in parts, Father, but give us that part, that portion. Let us be able to hear what you're doing. And God, we'll be so careful to give you all the honor and all the praises and all of the glory for what you're doing in our lives. Again, this is Prophetess Teresa Docks, and I thank you for tuning in. I'll be with you next Sunday, same time, same place, picking up where we left off. Amen. God bless you, and have a wonderful, blessed night.